Just some thoughts are clips from the funniest podcast on the planet. What you thought. If you need a quick laugh, you came to the right place. Enjoy.
Number one. Absolutely.
Because Kyrie, he's trying to shake and bake you. Yeah. So I'm going to give it to Kyrie. One guy that y'all not going to think is Baron Davis.
BD?
Okay. Yeah. When BD is one to go into, and him being a big guard, and I like guys that's between the guy of legs, behind the back. You know what I'm saying? We on It Is What It Is. I ain't know y'all play the pause game like that, but I get on it with y'all all day. So we got Kyrie, we got BD, Jamal Crawford. We got I'm giving Steph Curry.
Told you.
Top five handles. If you don't believe me, watch the play when he's playing against the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Clippers are a real good team. This when Curry was just like taking it, and
that was supposed to.
He's slicing, dicing through them.
Now that's more speed to me. I think that's
his shot is so good that I feel like we don't pay that attention. He don't have to go by a lot, but
when you see them trying to trap him and he got to get to where he's trying to go, you can't. Left hand, right hand, he's so equal with it.
I respect that.
Who nigga in there playing around with that? With the tech on.
I don't want to miss somebody.
Nigga's scared to get shot.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
That jumper is.
Nigga shooting from the logo.
Yeah,
from half, any little movement, it got niggas off their feet.
Right.
That's why.
I'm trying to say who played with a major. And then I'm going to give it to.
AI.
I'm going to give it to. Nope. I'm going to give it to White Chocolate.
Nah.
Oh, Jay Will.
Jason. Yeah. I'm talking about that's trying things on the court.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I respect that.
Because I stepped away from the game, right? And then I had to come back and check it out a little bit. And when I'm watching myself play, like, I just needed to be on steroids. Because if you look at my highlights, you ain't too many guys other than Kyrie and them guys that's coming down, that's going through between the leg, behind the back, throwing it out, come back and get it.
Yeah.
It's not too many guys that really dribble like that in the NBA.
Yeah.
In the history of the NBA.
Now they trying it.
Now it's more guys, but still, the guys don't really got it on the string like that. Who baby moms is that?
No, yo. That was wild basing that. You know baby moms.
Baby moms got mad.
That's crazy. That's somebody baby father. Yeah. That's crazy. Who baby father outside? Yo, that's crazy. Yo, throw down the key. That was wild.
Yo, but throw some more names. Who got crazy handles that played in the league?
I say Kyrie, of course, number one. Crawford, two. AI. Rod Strickland.
Tim Hardaway.
We always
said Hardaway got a signature
two step.
Basic.
Too basic?
That's
you said two step.
Just like you said, oohs and ahs doing crazy shit on the court.
Man.
At that time, that was crazy shit, though.
Nah, was crazy. It was to them. You right.
And you knew it was coming? You knew it was coming between the leg? Nah, I'm giving Tim Hardaway top five in it. He got a signature move.
You know who's underrated outside of guards? Paul George. His handle?
I was going to say James Harden,
elite.
Outside of guards, Harden to me.
I think he got a whole move dedicated in there. Forget about it. He even made that up. Yeah.
James Harden is in that package.
I think he should be. He goes into his package. He drops
KD.
Nah, he too tall.
All right, my nigga.
Nah.
That's exactly why. Exactly. Nigga, 11 foot moving like that. It's retarded, my nigga.
I mean, Wemby 7.
He had another one. He got the ratchet. So you got to respect that. You can't block it.
That was so ugly. Niggas thought he was about to fall.
Everything he does look ugly. He's 7'4".
But Wemby threw that out, niggas thought he lost the ball. That's why it worked.
Nah, he didn't shake nobody.
He could hoop, though. Nobody went for the... Did you watch it?
I did.
The ugly little fake Jimmy. Nigga threw it out and got it, and nobody even went. Niggas was just watching him play. They didn't play defense no more. Niggas thought he was about to fall. Like, clear it out. With some Timber shit.
Not playing defense is funny.
Huh?
Do you think you came in the league at the wrong time if you would have been out there now? Because they don't play defense now.
They don't.
Average 130 a night.
The game is different.
Right.
Completely. And Nate McMillan said this in the Bleacher Report article they did on me. He said, I came in a little too early. The game was played. It was a big man's league.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The big man was running rim from rim.
Mm-hmm.
The big man was getting all the money also, you feel me? And they'll tell you that. You throw it down here, big fella. Throw it down here, young fella. I'm making 20 M's. So the game was different. They used to play from the post out, you know what I'm saying? But now it's different.
The guards is getting the rebounds on the outside.
No, the rules is different of a big man.
They used to teach them to rim run.
That's what they teach a big man, rim run. Now they teach you when you get that rebound and you throw it to the point guard, find him and set a screen.
Yeah. Mm.
The last thing to do is to go under that rim. No, the last thing to do is to go under that rim. Mm. So now when the point guard gets it, so when I got to the league, I had to shake by my man and then go jump over somebody. Because remember, I got Al Jefferson or Z-Bo, Kevin Love was just posting up. But now when you see the point guards, when they get to the hole, they could do funk ass because ain't nobody there.
Ain't nobody
there.
Or, yeah,
you know, the big man, they send them in the corner to shoot a three, or they make him set a screen and make him pop.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So when you get to the paint, it would have been so easy right now for me.
Yeah, that's why.
And you could shoot a lot of threes.
Yeah.
I'm a way better shooter than they would ever give me credit for. But if I could shoot a high volume of threes in a game, completely different game.
That's why Fred VanVleet or whatever.
VanVleet.
That's why he does well now. Because he doesn't jump high or anything like that. He's like 5'11", maybe.
He plays under the rim. Yeah.
But there's so much space for him now.
Nigga, 5'11" space. Center is crazy.
Yeah, that's.
Yo, hold on. When you were saying about Bron going to the Knicks too, I think they fucking up Bronny chances. Not saying he's about to be this elite NBA star, right? But they rushing him to the league so he can get this 1 year off with LeBron, and then my son is just going to just fall by the wayside.
Right.
I don't think it's worth all that, my nigga. I'd rather not even play with you, Pop Dukes. You know what I'm saying? If I'm Bronny, I'd be like, my nigga, just go every time, do your thing. And let me get my 4 years here and then go play. Cause I think they're rushing the nigga and he's not going to, like, maturate.
So you worrying about him developing as a player?
I feel like he needs all his years there in USC.
Well, he's not one in. He's
all,
just
all
not good
years?
Enough.
4 years? I think he needs more
not
time.
Not all four.
There.
But
he does 4 years, never get drafted.
Yeah, he can't stay all 4.
He can't do
Why?
4.
Because they don't respect when you do 4 years.
Like you. Mm.
When you do 4 years, you're viewed like you're not that good of a player.
Wow.
I mean, it's a way to do it, though. If he
I
wanted
feel like
to,
if you would have
wanted to do it.
I think if you would have did 1 or 2 years, too, you would have got a bigger contract and they would have had to let you chill. You feel me? Because you got your 10 years off anyway, strictly off pure skill, like pure talent, right, Pete?
Nope.
If you got a big contract, then they give you more chances and opportunities, like, damn, this nigga wildin', but whatever type shit. You feel me?
Nope. Bronny should definitely probably stay another year just to develop.
Yeah.
But if he's going to stay all 4 years, I mean, just make a conversation out of it. Like, they super famous. I'd just be talking about this kid. He's making what? $7-10 million
already.
Yeah,
already.
NIL, to chill. NIL.
What's the rush?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm chilling.
You just want to argue.
No, I'm just saying, chilling. What's the rush?
I agree, no, nigga.
But you threw me in the same boat. You threw me in the same conversation as him making that decision. It's two different.
Nah, I understand. There was no chicken back.
Two different situations.
Nigga, you was rich already in middle school. That's paying you.
Not rich.
Fuck out of here,
not
rich. $1 million from Adidas, and no, nigga, Adidas is broke.
Thanks for listening. For more laughs, be sure to listen to our full episode and leave a rating and a review. Peace.